More Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. Since the start of April, more than 100,000 people here in Idaho saw their Medicaid health insurance dropped thanks to what's being called Medicaid unwinding. Now, during the COVID-19 pandemic, the Health and Welfare Department was not allowed to drop people from Medicaid, even if they were no longer eligible for the coverage. Let's fast forward to December. Congress said states could remove people who no longer qualify. And as we've been reporting since April, Health and Welfare has been reevaluating the cases of more than 153,000 people to see if they can stay on the program. So, what's happening to the people kicked off Medicaid, and what happens next? Reporter Kyle Fonenstiel covers healthcare for the Idaho Capital Sun, and he recently wrote a story about how this part of the unwinding is just the beginning. Kyle, welcome to Idaho Matters.
Thanks for having me, Gemma.
So can you give us a quick reminder of why this is happening?
So, yeah, the federal government told states during the pandemic that they couldn't remove people from Medicaid, even if they were ineligible. So states didn't remove people from Medicaid. But I think what I reported on is that Idaho did start processing some of these enrollments early, but didn't remove people from Medicaid. And they identified a group of people that were likely to be removed from Medicaid. And where we're at right now is we've almost removed everybody from that group who should be removed from Medicaid.
Well, and a lot of people were removed from Medicaid because of what's being called procedural reasons. So what does that mean, Kyle?
That essentially means that they didn't reply to the state's requests for information. The other folks, the state was able to prove that they are ineligible for Medicaid by reviewing their records or them responding to outreach from the state. But the other folks, the state doesn't know for sure that they're ineligible, just that they didn't reply to the state's request for information.
So when it comes to taking people off of Medicaid, where does Idaho rank when we compare to other states? Because it's fair to note that all states are doing this right now.
So I guess some quick stats. The Idaho has the eighth highest Medicaid disenrollment rate. About 57% of people reviewed were removed, according to KFF. But I think it's also important to note that Idaho started this Medicaid disenrollment earlier than many other states. Mm. States were allowed to start removing people from Medicaid rolls in April, and that's right when Idaho started. And Idaho also did something unique that some other states have done too, by identifying people that were likely to be disenrolled.
Okay, so my understanding, Kyle, is that you did talk to folks at Health and Welfare, and when are they planning on wrapping up their review of the Medicaid Protection Group?
Yeah, so the Medicaid Protection Group, the group of people that Idaho identified was likely to be removed from Medicaid is about 153,000 people. The state expects to be done processing all of their enrollments or disenrollments, their eligibility reviews, by the end of this month. But the process doesn't stop there. The state is going to continue reaching out to everybody who's on Medicaid. That's about 450,000 Idahoans. And they expect that process to redetermine their eligibility to take up until next February.
Okay, so let's dig into this a little bit. So they're hoping to have this this kind of, I guess, first layer done by the end of this month. And then they are truly going to go back and check the eligibility of 450,000 people?
Yeah, this is something that Medicaid does typically. They do annual reviews for everybody who's on the program to check whether they're eligible to remain on the program, but this federal pause made it so that they could not remove people from the program. Mm.
Well, so this makes sense then, Kyle. I mean, in the sense that some of these folks, as you just mentioned, didn't respond, so they were taken off, but maybe they qualify. So this is a way for the Department of Health and Welfare here in Idaho to make sure that if someone is eligible, even if they were taken off Medicaid, has the opportunity to get back on. Is that a fair assessment?
And I should note that at any time, if you are disenrolled from Medicaid, but you think you're still likely eligible, you can go and reapply and get access to it at the same time. It's not like other forms of health insurance where you have to wait for a certain thing in your life to happen to be able to qualify to get health insurance, or you have to wait to a certain time of the year. Medicaid is open enrollment year round. And I should note that eligibility for adults is about 138% of the federal poverty limit. And there are calculators for this online to see like your income and your family size to see if you qualify. But for children, the income guidelines are even higher. You can earn up to 190% of the federal poverty limit, and a child can still qualify for Medicaid. So even though you as an adult may not qualify for Medicaid, your child might as well.
So, Kyle, any idea where these folks who were removed from Medicaid, what they're doing or where they're going in terms of health insurance or anything?
That's a really good question. And we weren't able to find super clear answers on where everybody is going. The state's insurance exchange, Your Health Idaho, is seeing some influx of patients. They said they've seen, as of last week, about 12,000 more people on the exchange as part of Medicaid disenrollment, which is about 10% of the entire enrollment of the exchange. So it's a pretty sizable increase for the exchange's business. Mm-hmm. But that still leaves like 80, 90,000 people that we don't know where they're going, if they're going uninsured, if they're going to private insurance. And we also, I should clarify, we don't know if they even know they got kicked off Medicaid, because part of the problem with this procedural disenrollment is the state wasn't able to reach them. The state will go through and go to your physical address. They'll reach out to you over other mediums like email and phone call, or text. We don't have verification that people received that outreach. And one of the advocates I talked to, Hillary Hagen at Idaho Voices for Children, talked about how there's concern that families are going to start showing up to doctor's offices needing care for themselves or their children, and then finding out that they're disenrolled from Medicaid.
So very quickly, because I only have about a minute left, the Idaho Legislative Task Force is meeting next week, correct? To look at the cost of Idaho Medicaid. So what can we expect they'll be discussing?
It's tomorrow, actually. And they just released the agenda. They're going to have some medical providers presenting about various different topics. The Medicaid Task Force in general is studying how to restructure funding for the Medicaid program to make a private company take on the risk instead of the state company take on the risk of rising costs. And they've met twice so far this year, and they're going to continue discussion with providers tomorrow. And I'll be there reporting on that.
Well, Kyle, really appreciate you coming in and talking to us about this. Appreciate your time and your reporting.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Thanks, Gemma.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Want to learn how to be a master of business without going back to school? Listen to the Planet Money MBA. No suits, no PowerPoints, just the secrets of business school delivered straight to your ears. Every Wednesday till Labor Day on Planet Money from NPR.